This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
An arsonist remains on the loose after a cluster of fires near the Manitou, Colorado Springs border in the early morning hours of Thursday morning. In addition to a flag shop on West Colorado Avenue, a strip mall near 31st in Colorado took heavy damage. As we've reported, a UPS store was the worst damaged as a fire originated inside that store. Two other storefronts down. Kevin Weiss, owner of Trails and Tap Room, says a firewall installed during recent renovations credited for saving his business.
The firewall is what prevented all the smoke from billowing in, because I went into a lot of the shops all the way down the rest of the shopping center, and there's much more extensive smoke damage.
The tap room set to reopen today thanks in part to that firewall, but the same can't be said for the Papa Murphy's, the UPS store, and several other stores in that shopping center located off of 31st in West Colorado. The landlord of the strip mall hoping security camera footage of that incident can help authorities make an arrest.
Residents of a house were lucky to escape unharmed after fire broke out in the overnight hours in Colorado Springs. The fire was reported around midnight at the home at a neighborhood near Constitution and Condor, just east of Patty Jewett Golf Course. Colorado Springs Fire Department says smoke and flames seemed to be coming mainly from the front of the house around the garage. Firefighters got the fire extinguished. No one was reported injured. Platte Avenue, just east of downtown Colorado Springs, has reopened after being closed for several hours overnight as police investigated an early morning crash. The driver was left in critical condition after plowing into a tree. This happened around 1 this morning near Platte and Prospect. Traffic was reopened right around 5 this morning. Alcohol is suspected as a factor in the crash.
Parents in Academy School District 20 learned yesterday that each family will be responsible for a $50 fee in exchange for their student's laptop or tablet this coming fall. It affects students in grades 3 through 12, with the exception of families getting a free or reduced lunch. Allison Cortez with the district says it's been in the works for some time now.
We kind of asked a few years ago to our families. It did get voted on by our Board of Education last spring, and so we didn't just kind of pull that number out of the air.
After hearing from a number of parents, we looked into state statutes that say that a school board may not require a pupil who has not completed the 12th grade to pay any fees as a condition of their enrollment. However, district documents show the fee isn't exactly mandatory. D20 says students in those grades will receive a device checked out to them even if that fee isn't paid. But if the balance is still there by the end of August, students will have to leave the laptop or tablet at school at the end of each school day. School districts 11 and 49 telling us they have no plans to implement a similar fee this year, but records show D11 did have a $50 technology fee assessed in 2019. The Woodland Park School District dropping its mask requirements for students for the next school year. KRDO's Bryn Carman with that.
The district said in a statement that the decision comes after Governor Polis ended all emergency orders related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The district is also telling parents and employees that they are recommending vaccinations, but they will not make them mandatory. The district will be monitoring COVID-19 cases and rates and will take appropriate action in any classes or schools when needed. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
A persistent and complicated dilemma in Teller County has hiking enthusiasts fearing the loss of a popular trail. A small segment of the Horse Thief Park Trail near Cripple Creek crosses private property owned by Mike Locke. Locke posted a sign last week threatening to block that part of the trail to prevent trespassing on his property. He wants the Forest Service to do a land swap with him, but the agency, many hikers, and a trail advocacy group feel that that would set a bad precedent. Steve Bremner, president of the Friends of the Peak.
I'm not even sure exactly where the property is. I don't know if he's marked it yet. Probably not. So I couldn't really make a judgment. But what I imagine, based on looking at a map, is it'd be pretty easy just to walk around his barbed wire.
The private landowner was unavailable for comment, but the Forest Service says it is considering options. Those options include leasing that part of the man's property or simply building a trail around it.
A reservation system meant to control access to the Manitou Incline is apparently doing its job. According to published reports, around 250,000 people hiked the incline since August 6th of last year when that reservation system was put into place. Nearly 320,000 people used the incline during the same period of the year before. Manitou Springs officials say they're happy with the reservation system because it has reduced traffic and parking problems both in downtown and in the streets along the route to the incline.
A bull moose seen on a Colorado Springs golf course earlier this week has been caught and relocated by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. KRDO's Mia Villanueva reporting that the moose was found on Port Carson.
When CPW saw the moose, it bolted and dropped into a nearby creek. Officers swarmed it to keep it from drowning and were able to roll it onto a tarp and muscle it out of the creek and onto a tractor. The moose was then transferred into a trailer where it was given a shower and tranquilized to lower its stress levels.
Once again, KRDO's Mia Villanueva with that update.
Very hot temperatures as we head into your Friday afternoon. Look for highs in the lower 90s around Colorado Springs, 99 in Pueblo this afternoon. Do expect that we're going to see scattered showers and thunderstorms once again late this afternoon and into the evening hours. Heading overnight, mild starts on Saturday morning with morning starts in the low to mid 60s and not quite as hot Saturday afternoon. 83 degrees for Colorado Springs, 91 in Pueblo, and again a chance for scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.